Blog Talk Radio.
Murdering somebody, why look at the person that's being murdered?
Rizzo is saying the MOVE organization has the right to die. We don't have the right to live. What we're telling Rizzo is any time that you got a system that has theft under its feet, that has rape under its feet, that's turning a whole fucking globe up and down, then you got a problem. And what the MOVE organization is saying is we're talking about eliminating that problem. And any time that you allow Rizzo or the system to tell you that we can't put out information given to us by John Efforts to clear up the situation, then he ain't talking about being raped. Because what MOVE is saying, anytime you got a peaceful people like this organization, and you have Rizzo talking about we ain't healthy, we got health hazards in here, that's a goddamn lie, because we had people in this organization during the confrontation from May 20th that had babies in this organization. Healthy babies, strong babies. And Rizzo's trying to tell the people that we sick, that we unhealthy. He's trying to win the opinion of the people so he can come in here and kill us. And people be saying, yeah, that's right, MOVE needed to be killed because they was diseased. MOVE needed to be killed because they ain't take a bath, which is a goddamn lie, because it don't matter how you look, how you dress, because if you write and you talk about being clean, your appearance don't matter. Because you saying you got Rizzo that wears Brooke Brothers suit, all
black
kinds of nice bonds, nice patent leather suit. I'm saying he's the nastiest motherfucker on the face of this earth. You ain't got to have on no clean clothes to be clean. What MOVE is saying is any time that you will allow a man to sit there and lie to you and embezzle from you because he's all dressed up and all fashionable, then you're making a big mistake. I'm saying people will look at us because our hair is uncombed and because we dress like this, they'll turn the fuck off. They don't want to live next to us, but they'll turn the fuck around and live right next to my...
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would...
Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to talk with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets in our...
Hands up, eyes open to fifth place. Thanks for getting some of this shit. This will be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. That's like the party club, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit rolled, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they got to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be persistent, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom.
my second verse. Let me say it again, just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profitable politics pressed with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I have a path to curb by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, never. Never, never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung rapid every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hit the dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies dying young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
The importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones to rest records longer than average. The importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones to rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. We the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the essential potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict or a prisoner of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grassmen and got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines do in 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also another on this here slave ship. All black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention, we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Brother Terry, you're not live yet. I'm having trouble opening your mic. Allow a moment, please.
Right on. Are we good? Are we live? Are we good on airways?
Free my brother Terry, you're live and direct.
Live and direct, y'all. Welcome again to another episode of Triple C Saturday. Yes, indeed, my sister. It'd be so hard, real talk. No doubt. Powerless, not on Vanessa Clay in the building. Welcome to another episode of Triple C Saturday. Y'all know we do this on Saturdays. We coincide with our weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, Triple C's. Triple C is an acronym for Children, Community, and Cubs. Again, Children, Community, and Cubs. Done in the spirit of the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. Spirit of Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. We have on Wednesday, Free Them All Radio. Again, Free Them All Radio. Done in the spirit of the Black Panther Party newspaper. We see Black Panther Party is a tough act to follow. We try our best. We attempt our best to walk in not their footsteps, but their Panther Paul steps. Again, their Panther Paul steps, y'all. A couple of quick PSAs. People service announcements. Today, November 17th, today at 3 o'clock p.m., 81st and Vernon. Let me get this flyer real quick for this hook. Just, I know, not that we do well on the visual. Let me just fix it real quick. And we have the Coles family and the Phillips family. We still put up the campaign in the community in regards to planning the sister Kiara Coles. Kiara Coles, been missing since October 23rd. Kiara Coles, been missing since October 23rd. Y'all may have heard it over the mainstream media, different outlets, regards to since she worked in the post office. And then this is October 3rd. Last seen on October 2nd, 2018. Again, October 2nd, 2018. Let me show you a picture of once again. Around the vicinity, the area of 81st and Cole. Excuse me, 81st and Vernon. Her name, her last name is Coles. 81st and Vernon. Vernon, right off King Drive. 81st and Vernon. Back today at 3 o'clock p.m., they'll be convening. Community will be convening, the Cole, the Phillips family, and the community in general will be convening at 3 o'clock p.m. in regards to putting a call to re-intensify the campaign, bring some attention to the case of Kiara Coles. Again, 81st and Vernon, 3 o'clock p.m. Also at 3:30 p.m., what is his address? The address. So Lexington, 3616 Lexington. West Lexington, it's on the west side. Okay. Let's come right down. You might get it. Confirm this from me. I believe 3616 West Lexington. I may be incorrect, so I need a confirmation on that. This is Jeremy Robinson. Brother was gunned down by Midlothian police in Robbins, Illinois, in the south suburb. This is the day at 3:30 p.m., I believe 3616 West Lexington. However, give me a minute to confirm that. So, Queen Hollywood, if you're listening, tap in with us. Tim Smith in the building, right on. Old high school buddy, that's what it is. Real talk, man. Right on. Get Mac in the building. Real Mars. Lisa Hurd in the building. So, those are coming to PSAs. PSAs again today at 3 o'clock p.m. 81st and Vernon also today at 3 o'clock. Ops and robbers. Ops and robbers. Not cops and robbers. Ops and robbers. We'll be shooting the scene right here by the Hampton House. We're going to be starting up down at Chairman Fred Hampton Park, right off 17th and Madison. We'll be right there. And then we'll be following up right here at the Hampton House. You shouldn't have seen. Well, shout out to Brother Rod. Although, you know what I'm saying, this is a big crew, you know, all the actors, the staff. If you're not familiar with this piece, check it out. Go on, you can Google it on YouTube. Again, Ops, short-term opposition, Opposite Roberts. And check it out. If you missed it, don't miss it. Don't continue to miss it. Again, Ops and Roberts. It's a real good hood piece. It will be, the Cubs will be premiering in that today. Also, another PSA, People Service Announcement. Never can I forget to reinstate the call. Save the Happy House. Save the Happy House. Go to paypal.me/SaveTheHappyHouse. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHappyHouse. Oh, as a matter of fact, better yet, you can come right here directly yourself. 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Right across from Irving Elementary School. You know, that being said, that's our PSAs. People Service Announcements. Feel free to call in, club in, community in. Any updates you think we need to touch on, feel free to touch base with us to give you a few things that's going on today. But also, definitely put in your calendar for December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. December the 4th, we'll be convening, as we do always, at 12 o'clock high noon in front of the site in which Chairman Fred, Defendant Lamar Clark, was assassinated at. 2337 West, Chairman Fred Hathaway, formerly known as Monroe. So again, it's December 4th, IRD. We're going to be a real full day. Right for the house, you assassinated that, then we're going to the wall in Madison, California, then we're coming right back to the Hampton House. So put the word out, we need warm bodies, we need y'all support there. That's what it is. Let's get into it. Excuse me. Been up. Rain stalling. So we got to shoot the scene later on the day. So much work to be done. Tune in with us, club in with us. Feel free to call in. 929-477-3785. Area code 929-477-3785. When it come on, press 1. It'll get locked and loaded. Press 1. Because we got to get tuned in with us. Right on. Right on, my sister. Queen Novi. Now, which one you want to make sure I'm on? Because we're going to meet us at. Because the film shooting, we call the octopus tactic. We got to be 8 places at once. We're going to be spreading our wings, spreading our paws, you know what I'm saying? So let me know which one you're going to be, where you want me to set. Give us a heads up, where you want me to set. So live direct again, 929, area code 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. Also, y'all, you may have seen some clips yesterday. BBC, London TV was in the building, was in the Hampton House. So you know, scripts for y'all that come to the Hampton House. They came away from London. They came from English, and they were doing more than just sipping and drinking tea. It came yesterday. It came right here to the Hampton House because the word is spreading all over the world. In December, that's right on Queen. That's right on Queen. We look forward to it. Right on. And Jed. Bring them all. Good to see you, man. Right on. So BBC TV was at the Hampton House yesterday. So it's international. The call is going international. So I don't know when it's going to be airing, but they were here at the Hampton House yesterday. We had a couple of clips posted up already. Yes, indeed. So be on the look for that. That's what it is. Again, we're going to be shooting a film scene. Austin Roberts today. So y'all can worry about come on through. You need to chime in with us. Let me know any particular thing you need to touch on, updates. I'm going to meet up with political prisoner, Mia Abu Jamal. This court date is set for next court date, I run at all dates, December the 3rd. The last court date will be August 30th, you know. Then it's time you, this is Chairman Fred, Chairman Fred Hunter Jr. in the building. Yes, indeed. Live and direct. This is a show that we do every Saturday. Again, it's Triple C Saturday, Triple C Man Children, Children Community and Cubs. You know what I'm saying? So feel free to tune in with us, Cubs, and those are your questions, your comments. We've been coming to a lot of ground lately. People are still buzzing about who got exposed at the University of Chicago, Stony Island Arts Bank Center. You know how they tried to come and hijack the legacy of Black Panther Party. Who the state put on payroll? So people, you know what I'm saying, it's been a learning experience. It's bad, it's terrible, but it's fine. Is what Channel 9 would say. It's terrible, but it's fine. So these are necessary conversations to be exposed. They'll say it as dearly as it's been in service of the people as well as in service of history. We must combat liberalism. We must expose these contradictions, y'all. Real talk. Bring my word back at you, my brother. Let's make history, let's take history, let's take history, y'all. We got started. What can we come up, follow up at? Last show, it wasn't Triple C Saturday, it was a show we had in which individuals had called in, and I told them, they're calling on a live broadcast. And this, many people who know in the know have been familiar with a lot of the contradictions we've been dealing with in regards to state and the Hampton House. Not just only the financial uphill battle we've been dealing with, but also in all practical purposes, the political, the whole layout. Well, there was an attempt to salt the earth, Fremont coming cool to build a Fremont. There was an attempt to salt the earth where it was literally laid out where the state wanted, there were plans, they had different Asian provocateurs to turn it to a crack house. And it was, in fact, one cousin, I what they call Maury Povich, to do some DNA checking to confirm these people were their cousins, see who was who. But had called in regards to just even about the door being locked, it further exposed the whole agenda that some of these individuals who were, who were still hanging around the Hampton House, the agenda that they were on, and contend with this being a place where the legacy of Chairman Free House and House of Family can be laid out. And it really got blatantly exposed a few nights ago, which we'll be, further going into more and more details about this. Well, the police literally told some individuals that they knew who sold what, where they were at, And this, these are individuals, and this is important, I know this. A lot of times we say, people adhere to this line about this, all black people on the same agenda, all family members on the same agenda. What has been exposed thus far with this campaign to say the Hampton House is that there are those who are actually related, who have been working in concert with this state, to change the dynamics of what this house will be known for. And so we can't afford the luxury to engage in liberalism, say, this person, they don't know, or their family members, so on and so forth. We welcome these countries, but we encourage them to be heightened. Because again, just because everyone is related to a person, they're the same skin color, does not mean they're the same interest. And we've been thus far, we've been exposing them, those type of contradictions. With that being said, we're going to keep on doing what we do. We're going to keep on covering. We need y'all to come out to these programs, support these programs. Today, we have the Triple C's, again, Children's Community Clubs. Out there, in the snow, down at Chairman Free Housing Park, right down the street, feeding the people, serving the people, So it's going down. So once you come for yourself and see what we're doing, come see for yourself the condition of different parts of the house which we're working on and what the state's plan was, for this location and why it's so important that we got to fight to defend this legacy. As we say, it's bigger than a building, more significant than a structure. Bigger than a building and more significant than a structure. Real talk. Triple C Saturday, y'all. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Any callers in queue, Conway? Any callers in queue?
Real Mall, no callers in queue, Brother Chairman. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Real Mall.
Give me a station break if you can. A 5-minute, give me something. I don't know what we got on deck we can play. What do we have on deck?
In what kind of area, Chair? What you want to like some? What? There's a few things on deck.
We got Curtis Mayfield on deck.
Yes, sir. Give me a second. Let me pull that up, Brother Jim.
Let's get a station break. Give us good. Let us holler at Curtis Mayfield for a minute and come right back in with it. Triple C Saturdays, Children Community Club. Get ready for IRD December 4th, 2018. 12 o'clock at noon, convene right in front of the house, 2337 West Chairman Freed Hathaway, only known as my road. Then head down to the wall, Madison, California. Then y'all come on down to the house, and we fight to say that being the house, you know what I'm saying, Chairman Freed Hathaway house that you grew up in, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Real talk. Oh, wow. Oh, man. Wow. I just seen it up. Oh, wow. Oh, where is the funeral at? Oh, man. Okay, but inbox me. Okay. Wow, I got to make my way over there. Wow, let me call. Okay, man. Joe Ranger. Man, yeah. Oh, his mom's funeral. Okay. Yeah, man. Let me just text me. Let me know where we at. I just seen a post that they didn't say who was. Man, okay. Yeah, definitely gonna make my show on over there. Let me call our brother. Man, definitely. Okay. Man.
People get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all. Among those loved the most, you know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. A true believer.
Thank you. Thank you. you just maybe put something else on your mind for the moment that I'm sure most of you have probably experienced. It's probably set back in your mind and you never really brought it up front as to where you could see really what was going down, to stare and stare. If you ever rode the bus, subways, the trains, people tend to just be by themselves, although there's a large crowd. Well, maybe this might break it down. You'll understand.
Free Marshall, come on, give me one more piece until I find out where the student was at, real quick. Give me one more piece. Tell me the phone call until I find out where the student was at.
We people who are dark of the blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy should grown up shiftless jitter. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than the blue, we got no time for segregating. Let's talk about brown and yellow too. How yellow, girl? Can't you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color, same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Now we can't hold. but let us not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day.
Saturday, y'all live direct, y'all 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. I take a pause for the calls for a minute. I was trying to find the location of the funeral service for G. Rang's mom's. Again, club and community condolences, so I can make sure I can, you know, go show my show our regards, express our regards, our condolences. You know, Triple C Saturday's children community clubs. Okay, we got some good. Provide some good few PSAs. What is it? Day again, 3 o'clock p.m. today. We will be shooting the scene. Officer Roberts here at the Hampton House. Also, on 81st and Vernon, they'll be convening to further the search for Kiara Coles, who's been missing since October 2nd or October 3rd. Also, 3:30 p.m., 3616 West Lexington, I believe. I need a confirmation on that address. Queen Hollywood, if you tuning in with us, tune in with us in regards to the case of Mia Robertson. Dennis Samuel Boatwright II, opinion on 1972 Black Political Convention in Gary, Indiana. You know, one, let me premise with this. I don't know if it's your first time tuning in with us. I don't want to draw any foregone conclusions. We always attempt to distinguish politics from electoral politics. Again, distinguish politics from electoral politics. And electoral politics, whether it be like any other phenomenon, whether it be hip hop or the blues, whatever phenomenon, I think it's important that we struggle to be able to utilize on our terms as opposed to it utilizing us. I don't know certain pros and cons about it. However, I think let's go to cons first. Go with that. It's no particular reason, but I think like even after the military defeated the Black Power movement, after the Vicious Counterinsurgency COINTELPRO program, the counterintelligence program, after the assassination and attack on our movers in the town, we fight for self-determination. There were strategic efforts by the state to literally co-opt what is defined as power. And as Malcolm X had assessed, to the analogy by regards to spoke, he spoke about the March on Washington, the initial March on Washington, in particular, initially, however, it still was applicable to so many other situations. When Malcolm said, when they can't stop it, they were attempting to co-opt it, stole wars down, change it, make it something to be. And even we recall that even in the era of Richard Nixon, former U.S. President Richard Milhouse Nixon, with the whole campaign, you know, the brings to put certain people of the Black community to be raised up as success stories. And I believe at that time we came to see approximately, you know, I don't know the exact number, but how many black officials throughout the country. Now, I'm sure there were certain concessions that came down, but different black different metropolises, where we're talking about, you know, Detroit, Cleveland, Atlanta, so on and so forth, there were certain individuals that were put in place, and there were certain concessions that came down. However, a lot of times it's hard for us to do what Frantz Fanon said, to accept the concessions without compromising our principles. Similar to like even, again, acknowledge what I mean by that is, it's like how Minister E.P. Newton, the Black Panther Party, strove to define places like Cuba as liberated territories. Not that we were actually free in these places, but they were liberated territories. Even like the survival programs, seeing they do the analogy that it's a survival raft to get us to the next step. So, but then again, the pros, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, there were, as I mentioned earlier, certain concessions, and it really should be correlated that the state had to yield. Or you know, the give some concessions due to the mobilization that was, you know, saying the energy, the fight that was happening during the Black Power movement of the 60s. And I just want to read the, you know what I'm saying, 'cause the deal is our people are pregnant with potential, and we, you know what I'm saying, when certain conflicts are being heightened, the state will yield and they will give certain concessions, and it could be a overall cure-all. Like, oh, we straight now. You know what I'm saying? Or it's supposed to say, no, it could be a shot in the arm of Rob who said, this is what we're capable of doing. We, you know what I'm saying? We just mobilizing, you know what I'm saying? And stay the path, and keep our eyes on the prize, and that prize being that of self-determination. Not to be duped and saying that, you know what I'm saying, all people, all my brothers, touch me, man. But love, respect to you, my brother, Brother Miles, yes, indeed. Just ladies with you, yes, sir. That everyone is in this fight for self-determination because there are different, you know, people come with different agendas. Some people say that's what they want. Like I use the analogy with people say Roland Martin when he came to Chicago. Some people say the Chicago Defender, he messed it up. Took, you know, so he knew what he was doing. He went from 5 days a week to 2 days a week. I say, however Roland Martin ended up on CNN. So how you know, you know, say may not be necessary. You know, say he know what he was doing. So some people have a different agenda, but again, overall agenda, the mass of people, and I may be standing to be corrected, but that is self-determination. So just ask the question, you know, pros and cons. I hope I was thorough, I hope I was clear on the answer. But thank you again for putting the question forward. And again, we invite the people. All your concerns, your questions, contradictions, you know what I'm saying, what have you, feel free, put them forward. Because a lot of times what the state does is, we are going and demanding something, and if we're careful, we ask something, we might get it, because it's not a clarity of these contradictions. And the state will grab certain individuals and say, okay, this is what you asked for, you got this. And it'll grab certain individuals from our community and place them in positions. And that's why you have to be real careful. Like when you say terms like, we want black this or black that, because the state, they know who to grab. They know, so you say you want to be, when they use these code words, the first black elected official, the first black entertainer, you know what I'm saying? They have a psychological profile. They know who to grab. They use the terms like minority. They, you know what I'm saying? They go for the particular. So you have to be real careful, real clear. You demand representation. You know what I'm saying? Not just the only criteria being limited just that of black skin. Someone who can relate to our conditions in our situation. You know what I'm saying? Because again, they get a whole. I believe they grow. They have a whole field. They, you know what I'm saying? I don't say field because they make them necessarily Negro field. Negroes, but they have a whole house in which they grow. They literally grow. You know what I'm saying? You be calling for demand. So they say, oh, well, we got somebody for you right now. The University of Chicago is preparing the petri dish. Perfect example. This recent conversation we just did with the Stony Island Arts Bank on 67 Stony Island. You know what I'm saying? Tracy Matthews of race and politics department at University of Chicago. They were armed and equipped with psychological profiles. They knew which pathways to grab. They knew which ones to raise up. They knew who to get a microphone to. So you say, well, as long as we talk about the Black Panther Party, they got to be real careful. You got to make sure you cross some T's and dot some I's. Because, again, they study that and they know. The government had they knew who to kill. They knew who to lock up. You know what I'm saying? It was just a blanket approach. You know, so, again, got to go for the Pacific. Got to be politically correct. Live in the record, Triple C on Triple C Saturdays, y'all. Children, community, and Cubs, y'all tune in, call in, Cub in, 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Any more questions or comments or what have you, feel free. Check in with us.
Grandma, I do have a call in queue. And their mic.
Call in queue. Welcome to Triple C Saturday.
Give me a moment, Chairman, to open their mic. I have to switch from screen to screen,
okay.
So it's kind of different. One moment.
Y'all bear with us. Better yet, Cub with us. Yes, sir, W.P. Marshall. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Fremont.
Yeah, look, I wanted to make a comment. You made mention about Richard Nixon. And this is the way politics are. You know, first of all, you're a black person. And it's already assumed that you're going to vote Democrat. I'm a business person. I really don't care who you vote for. I, as a business person, would buy them out from underneath your feet. Because I'm coming with what they need. They need money. to carry out their campaigns. On Nixon, Nixon, on behalf of Floyd McKissick and Harvey Gantt, and Harvey Gantt became governor, I believe, of North Carolina, but I'm not sure. He built a city that was called Soul City. He put millions of dollars in it to establish the infrastructure and build some factories to have an all-black town. That's what Floyd McKissick wanted. He built another one over in South Carolina called Freedom Town, and I think a third one came out of that, Brooklyn, Illinois, there across from St. Louis, right alongside of East St. Louis. And another point on these utopias, we know that in Oklahoma that there was about 50 black settlements. Right now, I think there's 15 that's left. Taft is one, where the mayor, Leola, and I can't think of her last name, used to go around the country trying to entice blacks to move to that town. It has infrastructure that is sewer, electric, and water. And, I mean, it's there. But people don't want to do that. Apparently, they don't want to do that. And those that talk that, and you know you've heard them, say we need to have our own, they don't do it either. So now what is the question? Apparently, these people don't want who you would think to do these things like that. And if you can't do it here in the United States, you're not going to go over in Africa and carve out no section out of some group's country because they're not going to tolerate that. So what do you do now?
The question is,
so now what? Is that just a conversation that's being carried on with no substance and no process for it and should probably be doubt. You know, the Nation of Islam had the same thing. Muhammad Speaks. What was on the back of their tabloid newspaper? It was called A List of Things Titled by Elijah Muhammad, What the Muslims Want. The Muslims had a farm there. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hold on, for clarity. Is this tied into, okay, are you, make sure I'm saying your name correctly, Bull White the Second?
My name is Pianki.
Pianki, okay, so this is not tied to a question that was just posted on Facebook in regards to the 1972 Convention of Gary. This is a different question, right? Correct?
Yeah, it's a different question. I'm not on Facebook. I just heard you made mention in your conversation.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. I was tying it to the question. Okay, one more time. Forgive me. One more time. Your question again is, what do we do now in regards to...
These ideas and these talking points about blacks want to have their own separate entity, and I made reference where that has been played out in the past with Nixon, for one, who built a town in Warren County, North Carolina, called Soul City. You can Google it. It's there. And the other places that exist.
Well, I think it's important also that we talk about different dynamics, like let me be clear. I'm not with the Confederate nor the Union, the Democrats nor the Republicans. Just for clarity. But I think it's also important that this was inclusive in our conversation. We talk about with Nixon's administration with the Soul Town and other moves, similar to that Abraham Lincoln's position about Africans going back to Liberia. The small print that goes along with the context also, too, you know what I'm saying? I was mentioning earlier, that's why I thought this question was tied up to the question about Gary and Adam. You mentioned St. Louis. We look at the conditions of, East St. Louis in particular, you know what I'm saying? And, like, a lot of times when we got the system, when certain things are being heightened, the state will allow certain concessions. But they think long range. They were similar to, like with the projects. They set things up in the projects, and they'll say, from the initial beginning, it was certain services, janitorial services, et cetera, that were in place. Then systematically, you know what I'm saying, they start depleting them. It's like a record contract. They say, okay, this is the contract, and you go back and say, whoa, where's my money at? And there's certain small printing, oh, we had to pay for this, we had to pay for your publicity, you have to pay for your stagehand. And ironically, if these people that's on their payroll that they put around us, I'm definitely for a real position to, you know what I'm saying, to accept. I'm saying when concessions come, whether it be in the form of different parcels of land or what have you, I quoted France Fanon earlier. Do we be able to accept concessions without compromising our principles? And this is something not just with the white man, not just with the Republicans, Democrats, even in regards to within internally with the black community, you know what I'm saying, or different people with allies, to look at this more scientifically as opposed to just putting our guards down. Say, oh, this is a great thing. So I'm definitely saying, all I'm saying, whatever concessions come, and we capable of gaining concessions, the state. We know our potential a lot of times better than we know our own potential. When we stand up, but a lot of times we just said somebody gives us a look. We've been deprived of so much attention, and we've been deprived of a correct assessment. Back to the Abraham Lincoln analogy, it's up still people to this day still think Abraham Lincoln implemented the Emancipation Proclamation for some sort of admiration or love for black people, as opposed to saying, wait a minute. What was going on the plantations? What did the community, what type of heat did we, what type of resistance was happening on the plantation that we forced these type of concessions? That we seized the time during internal struggles going on between the North and the South and say, okay, we can accept those concessions. However, not to get caught up and put our guards down and say, we straight. Because there was all type of hidden agendas, even inclusive with the initial plan with Liberia. They do studies on land. They know that the colonialists did with the indigenous people. They would give certain, it would come back and say, "Oh, this treaty is no longer effective." So again, all I'm saying is that we continue to fight, we continue to organize, and then we'll be able to accept those concessions without compromising our principles.
Well, you're right. People think that the Emancipation Proclamation was to free slaves in those states that seceded from the Union. Those states had seceded from the Union, just like they voted to join the Union. They also think that Harriet Tubman's infamous statement about she would have freed more if they had known that they were slaves. She never said that. That was something that, well, I guess you can call it hood legend that came up. But there's a lot of things that people perceive to be that actually is not, that does not exist. And the surrounding narrative about, you know, funny thing you make mention about blacks going back to Africa, that was a move back in the late 1700s to do that too. But you know what happened? When some of those people went back, within a month they were dead. You know why? Because they were no longer African. The diseases killed them. What is common exposure killed them. Just like when whites or anybody else go to another country, they carry their own biological weapon that the people they come in contact with does not have an immune system to deal with. But that was just a fact. But anyway, I just want to add that in there.
Okay. I thank you for your call. Thank you for the input. But let me, I'm officially invite you not only to come back on Triple C Saturdays, but we also have Free Them On Radio Wednesday. Same calling number, 6 o'clock p.m. 8 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays. Not to be engaged in schematics, but just to get, I think it's also important that we note, we talk when we talk about these different concessions, again, are you really kind of reinforcing what I was saying about if I mentioned like going back to Africa, I think it's important to know who's giving us the transportation, who's encouraging it, where did it come from, and so the state they come with certain things, they think long range, they would know, they've done a research, you know what I'm saying, like okay, we get this land you're going to, it's susceptible. You know what I'm saying, as you mentioned, different diseases, so on and so forth. Kind of even, you know what, actually, kind of can be correlated to even a lot of struggles we have in regards to the movement now. It's certain individuals and organizations that the state promotes, the certain events that they hold up. And the deal is they have already, they give them to us. I think, so I'm saying people should be very careful what read the fine print. Certain people come up with resources or finance, or we don't read the fine print. You go do like a check. From the naked eye, you'll see individuals from Colin Kaepernick to likes, whatever. The average person, I mean people with the naked eye, they think this money is going to black organizations. However, I think it's important to do like a little basic investigation, and because the state, they not only know its land, they know its land is barren, where you can't grow, you can't reproduce fruits on. They also know which individuals and organizations, kind of like we say, like if a person goes in the bank, and the bank teller gives them the money too easily, most likely there's dye in the bag. In other words, the money, they know that you're going to leave out that bank with some money, that the dye is going to explode, and you may have $1 million cash right there for 5 minutes. You may have a piece of land for 5 minutes. You may have a black or what you think is some sort of representation for 5 minutes. However, the state thinks long range. They know it's dying in a bag, that it's a recipe for destruction. So they've given it. So I think, again, we should watch who they give us, what pieces of land, when they come with it, and say, wait a minute, what's the, like I asked a lot of individuals, give me some past history or reference of the state doing, you know, saying doing something in our benefit to help us. Or give me some of these leaders, these organizations giving out money. Give me a past resume that they've done. And I know with us, majority of our decisions are made under duress. Whether it be a record contract, accepting the concession. But the deal is, so sometimes we have to, like I think it was brought out later that the years when the state, when the government was giving the government cheese and so on and so forth, the peanut butter, it was exposed later. The government had done research, and they had seen something about like if a particular generation eats this, you know, this amount of cheese and this grade of cheese, this grade of peanut butter, what type of cancer, what sort of detrimental impact can have later on down the road. So, but again, we can look back in retrospect, you'll be like Monday morning quarterback and say, well, we shouldn't have took it. However, when we hungry, we had to take certain things, certain concessions. When I was in Stateville prison, the guards was laughing at the prisoners for drinking the toxic water. However, what were the other options? So it's important to put something in context. Now, all I'm saying is, we have that. We fight to maintain that political clarity to say, okay. So even when we have to ingest the cheese, when we have to take the land, we have to deal with certain organizations, deal with certain individuals, that we come in with a clarity and we like a politic of it, say, okay, this is what we do. This is what we do. How to make this move? And because that politic, I mean, even the ruling class, their decisions are not made under duress. They form coalitions with different individuals. For simply scientific reasons, they may have a movie, and they, even down to their relationships, they have arranged wedding. They would tell you, "Oh, this is a political move." Our community, we see so many dynamics, whether it range from sex to cheese to movies. Subjectively, we just see this. Oh, this is just some cheese. We just say this is just a artist. To be able to say no, this is political. So even when they give us concessions, even when the cheese comes out, even the land comes out, that we strongly say, listen, be on heads and keep our guards up. Look at the history of the system, how they engage with us. So I want to add that footnote in conversation. But I want to invite you again to come back on. As well as radio on Wednesday, brother. You still there, brother?
Yeah, I listen to you.
Got that call still with him? Okay. Okay, any more comments, brother?
No, that's all. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Triple C Saturdays live and direct, y'all making history, taking history. Again, feel free to call in your comments, or feel free to add any comments, what have you. And Triple C Saturdays, 929-477-3785. Whoa. We went over time a little bit, y'all. Hey, Keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Y'all know what this is, how we do this, y'all. Again, PSAs. Today, 3 o'clock, we filming Opposite Robbers. Opposite Robbers, y'all. We filming. I can get a, I can write this script up real quick, too. Yeah, yeah. Any person burning. Back here at Cold, find them all. 3 p.m. Queen Hollywood, check our page. Queen Hollywood's page. I believe 3616 West Lexington. 3:30 p.m. Jeremy Roberts, who's killed, who's murdered by the Lupin police in Roberts, Illinois. December the 4th, IRD, International Revolutionary Day, y'all. Let's make it happen, y'all. It's getting cold outside. Hey, we can handle it. We're going to do what we do, y'all. Keep your hands up, eyes on the fist, because it's called Free Mall, Triple C Saturday, Save and Happen House, SaveandHappenHouse.org, PayPal.me/SaveandHappenHouse, GoFundMe.com, Save and Happen House. You know, let's keep it moving, y'all. Keep it grooving. Y'all come on through 804 South 17th Avenue. We have an Officer Roberts today. So, Conrad, what do we have to take us out with?
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
Fred Hatcher, Jr., two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Face it, we get some of this good shit. This be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. That's like the party clubs, it is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they want to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse, and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I have a path to cover by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, never, never.
had, not one regret. Oh, how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.